Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're gearing up for the upcoming summer fire season on this weekend show, joined in studio by a panel of guests from CAL FIRE, the Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief Josh White. From the Stanislaus National Forest, we have Fire Chief Dave Updike, and from Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, Ethan Billigmeier. Ethan, I'll start with you during this final segment. You know, during the summer months when fires break out, you know, evacuations can come very quick. So, you know, ahead of the fire season, what are some things you would advise people to keep in mind just to be ready for that possibility of having to go quickly?
Well, I think as Chief Updike and Chief White alluded to, we live in a highly vulnerable fire area. So people need to recognize that, and they need to not think that it can't happen to them no matter what. We've seen fires break out in areas that we're not used to seeing them. So from the Office of Emergency Services standpoint, really we encourage people to you know, if they haven't made a plan with their family, an evacuation plan, if they don't have a go bag, if they don't have any sort of idea about what they're going to do in an emergency, be it a fire or really anything, to really start thinking about doing that. There's a number of resources they can look at. There's a website called ReadySetGo.org that will show them how to make an evacuation plan, what kind of items need to go in a go bag. The American Red Cross is also a very good resource on their website. And really just be aware of your surroundings. Know your evacuation routes in your neighborhood, how to get out. Talk to your neighbors, make sure you guys have a plan on where to meet up. If you guys, if you do have to evacuate with your family, you know, do a pre-established place. Hey, we're going to meet down in this area. If we're not all there by this time, then, you know, we know that's we need to start looking into, you know, trying to find people and things like that. So really it's just a little bit of preparation goes a long way.
Chief Updike, it was referenced earlier that it's going more and more from the old style of a fire season more to a fire year. You know, what type of trends are you noticing to kind of emphasize that point?
Well, as Chief White alluded to, you know, we looked at the Napa Valley fires, huge structure loss there. I think it was in the range of like 5,600 homes. And then you look at the fire down in the Southern California area, the Thomas Fire, largest fire to date in California history. And you know, in December during Christmas and New Year's, fighting fire in Ventura, where you can see the ocean. I think that's something that was pretty interesting to be a part of. And so when you look at the overall national suppression cost of $2.9 billion, to show that, you know, this was a very big fire season, and we've been seeing these trends for the last 4 or 5 years of these monster fires happening with these incredible fuel loads throughout California. I think that's something that we're going to be seeing a change in here very soon.
Chief White, what kind of working relationship is there between CAL FIRE, yourself, and the U.S. Forest Service?
Oh, it's a seamless partnership, and that's one of the beauties is our two agencies have had a longstanding, you know, joint goal of suppressing wildfires. And then that segues over to our local government cooperators as well. And so it's local, state, and federal agencies all working together for one goal, and that's the protection of our life, safety, and resources.
Chief Updike, is that something you'd agree?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to work with Chief White so far and a lot of the local fire chiefs in the area. I think it's a seamless relationship, like Chief White said, and looking forward to another season.
Expecting a busy season, as we mentioned?
Absolutely. With the increased chance of lightning, the increased chance of fire spread with our tree mortality issue that we currently have here in the Stanislaus, it's definitely something that we're preparing for. We brought on, like I said, more staff. We're nationally moving, you know, preparing to have more equipment centered into the center of the Sierras here. So I think we're doing all that we can to be prepared.
Chief White, we haven't had a lot of rain this spring. We had a little few sprinkles earlier this week. You know, is that kind of a telling sign that we could have a long fire season, not having rain for a while?
Absolutely. As those fuels dry out, the energy release component, some of these different calculations that we do based on temperature and fuel moisture and the fuel temperatures, those energy release components are going to continue to climb, and it won't be long until we start to see these fires getting larger and larger. And so what we've seen, as Chief Updike mentioned, over the last 4 or 5 years is a paradigm shift. And one of the things we need to make sure in working with Ethan's office is when the sheriff's office declares an evacuation, that's time to go. The public needs to know that it's now. Now's not the time to pack the go bag, and it's not time to figure out which pictures are the most important to take off the walls and go. When they get the evacuation order, it's time to go. We also deal with a lot of people that think that, you know, if their house has been through other wildfires in the past, that it'll make it through this one. These fire conditions that we're seeing over the last 4 and 5 years, when you go back to the Rim fire and it burning 50,000 acres in one operational period, this is a totally different fire environment type that we've seen, and we're seeing more and more structure loss. People need to get out. They just need to evacuate, get out. We will do everything that we can to protect their structures and make sure that it's still there when they come back. But human life is not replaceable, and they just need to make sure that they get the evacuation orders, follow them, get out.
Good point. We are coming to a close on this weekend show. We have just a couple minutes. I might go just around the table real quickly for any closing comments. I'll start with Ethan Billigmeyer with Tuolumne County OES.
Yeah, just lastly, BJ, just to kind of capitalize on what Chief White was saying with the evacuations, we really encourage people to sign up for our Citizens Alert Network. Basically what that is it's Everbridge. It's like a reverse 911 system. So when there is an evacuation, when the Sheriff's Department does put out an evacuation, it will alert the people in that area. The only downside of it is that the system can't alert you if it doesn't know who you are, if you're not in the system. So if people go to our homepage, they can sign up. It's very simple. It's like 5 minutes to sign up. You can tell it how you want it to alert you: email, phone, cell phone 1, 2, 3, 4, however many cell phones you have, it'll alert you to those. So we really encourage people to do that. That way they know what to be prepared for when it happens.
Chief Updike, closing comments today?
I'd just like to say the Stanislaus National Forest is a beautiful forest, and it's an amazing place to go out and recreate. So please, do so with care, and also just really have a plan that if you're going to recreate out in the forest in the summer months, please check the forecast. You know, if there is lightning predicted, then just be aware of your surroundings and have a good plan of evacuation.
Very good. And Chief White?
Well, the last thing I'd like to make sure is everybody understands we're all in this together. We live in these fire-prone communities together. We need to do everything that we can to minimize the number of ignitions, work together, talk, communicate, and network with your neighbors to ensure that we prevent those fires that won't grow into a major issue down the road.
Busy months ahead for all three of you. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for what you do and getting the public up to speed with all the information this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Again, we thank our guests. We're joined in studio this weekend by CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief Josh White, Stanislaus National Forest Fire Chief Dave Updike, and Ethan Billigmeyer with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.